Speaking, I actually have a guest on the air with me today. This is Spencerio McNary-Umpsey. Spencerio was with YDOT, the division of intersections that some people think need stoplights, but other people don't. And they're trying to fix some of these intersections and coming right to Lincoln County. Spencerio, thank you for your time today. This is pretty big news, a big change happening in Lincoln County.
Thank you, Duke. It is really good to be on air with you this morning and to be able to announce to all of the Lincoln County residents about a very big change coming there to Lincoln County, primarily there in Afton. As you know, traffic has really increased in the last few years, and so we've decided after, you know, interviewing a few folks there that we need to make sure we put a roundabout in there, a double-decker roundabout there on Washington Street and 4th Avenue there in Afton near the Elkhorn Arch. The reason for this, of course, is an increase in traffic, but the double-decker is definitely needed, and so we're definitely going to need to do that here beginning construction in just the next few weeks.
Wow. So, Spencerio, there's been a lot of talk of a stoplight at that that's the intersection of Maverick, if I'm not mistaken, but not going stoplight or a double-decker roundabout? How does that even work?
Well, so here's the deal. First of all, you know, everyone knows that there's nothing more American than a roundabout. And here in Wyoming, we wanted to take things up the next level, so we're going to go ahead and do a double-decker. And so with that double-decker, basically we got a couple little on-ramps that'll be on the side. And to be honest with you, I'm not sure exactly how it all works yet, Duke. We're still trying to figure that out, But there is an on-ramp that will come on, and then there's an off-ramp that comes off. And so the idea is you kind of go up, and then you kind of go down, and then those who want to go back up again can do that as well. But it's kind of fun. It's kind of going to be a good thing, I think, for most of Lincoln County.
Roundabout in Lincoln County at the Maverick intersection in Afton. So when does this begin? Construction begins when?
Exactly 2 weeks from today, Duke, and the reason we want to do that is because it's important to get this thing rolling. You know, the summer months are just a few months away here, and we all know how awful that is here in the Valley. But something else I'm really excited about with this, Duke, is we've got to make sure that we put up on there to make those who are traveling through feel welcome. We're going to put up a couple of flags of some states. Number one, Utah. We're going to have a large flagpole there in the middle. And then next to that's going to be the California state flag. We just want to make sure people feel welcome. And so that's going to be the primary focus of this here roundabout.
So what you're saying is when people take pictures of the arch, now in the background is going to be the California and Utah state flags?
Correct.
On top of this.
And you have, and you'll have the arch in the background, so it'll all be fine. You have the arch in the background, you got the flags there with that roundabout.
That, again, is Spencerio McNary-Umpsey with YDOT's Division of Intersections that some people think need stoplights, but others don't. Wow, Spencerio, I'm not even sure what to say about this big news this morning. Anything else we missed that you need to make us aware of?
No, the main thing, I think, Duke, is, you know, people got opinions. I recognize that. But the fact of the matter is I wanted this to happen, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, who doesn't want to go up and then down and then up again? I mean, that's kind of the whole point of this, is we want people to enjoy themselves while they're driving around. And then, like I mentioned, make sure those folks who are traveling through feel welcome.
Roundabouts instead of a stoplight coming to the Afton community, construction on the way. Spencerio, thank you for your time today. Wow.
Yes, thank you very much, Duke.